price of something, then you know they know you're a Navajo, then it's cut right in half. Mm-hmm. Then
isn't the purpose of the ceremony? I don't know, but isn't it supposed to be not? Is it directed mainly for, you know, not mainly, but towards the Navajo? Isn't it supposed to be, you know, like Indians in general, like the Pueblos and, you know, just Indians in general?
Yeah, but they don't have any control over it.
No, I don't think so. It's a Gallup businessman's production.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And all it is tourism.
Well, I mean,
it's to lure people there and spend their money and bring income to the non-Indians who are on the reservation.
I mean, I don't mean that, but what I mean is, like, I guess she meant that a lot of Indian people participate in it. And
yeah, see, well, this is this whole thing. Why should Indians participate?
Really, you thought I was overemphasizing about the Navajos in general, we were?
Yes.
They're at Scalp?
Yeah.
No, we kept jumping between the alcoholism problem.
Yeah, we're talking about two things, right?
Yeah, okay, now
yeah,
we're
well,
that straight, okay. No, all Indians participate.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought, but I mean, it kind of sounded like...
They like to think it is, and they like to publicize that it's for the Indians and by the Indians,
yeah.
Indian orientated and all this jazz, but it really isn't. Just like the facilities they have there for the Indians, the dancers, is really, really rotten.
I know it is.
And I don't know how much they get paid. I don't think it's really... I don't know.
How
I
much?
Think. I don't know how much they get paid.
15.
I think. $15?
$50 for 3 months.
Yeah, including the parade? Including the parade?
I don't know about the parade, but I know it's...
No,
it's
have,
real minimal.
They have white judges. I make it sound like I'm a racist or something. They have Anglo judges. Okay, they have... they have Anglo judges in... What do you call that place where they have arts and crafts? They have Anglo judges judging Indian arts and crafts. They should have Indians judging, like, from this
bed. You know what's kind of bad, too, is, you know, when you're sitting in the grandstand, and, you know, the Indians, you know, because that one time when we got there kind of late, and we had to sit, you know, where the, you know, the grandstand is, and then on the other
quarter
side,
pages.
Over there, man, they just shove people that you're sitting like this, because I remember that one time we had to sit there too. Mm-hmm.
Also, they have Bilgana ushers and usherettes.
Yeah,
and
like the
they can make you
something. You know, and the narrator too is also Anglo, and he tells about the Indian, and who should be telling about the Indian? An Indian should be telling about an Indian and what he does.
You know, it's
and what he likes and what the dances are about and what he's thinking about when he's dancing.
I think it's amazing how much, control our say-so that non-Indians have about artwork as far as crafts, as far as anything that's produced. Because anything that reached first prize at ceremonial, I mean, the craftsmanship was great, but, you know...
It's judgment based on the... Is what you call white man's point of view,
what he did by winning first prize, it seems like will set a precedent for what will be called up to be there for next year if you want to win first prize.
In other words, they're setting the
standards.
Yeah, they're setting the standards.
They're changing it for the sake of the white man's point of view as far as the prize winning.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. There's a good example. My uncle he carves kachina dolls. Mm-hmm. He says in Prescott, Arizona, they're down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot rougher to win first prize because the judges are Indian and they go by all traditional. You can't use this when you paint. You can't use the plastic paint. You have to use the old traditional colors.
Natural colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all this thing. And in Gallup, he can send his things over there and they'll win first prize. Down in Prescott, they didn't win because he uses some of the new paints and things like this.
Yeah.
And it's judged by Bucky.
That's so bad.
Yeah, well, talking about kachinas, I know a friend of mine has a book, and, well, I don't know, I'm not trying to cut down your uncle or nothing, but I would say about 90% of the Kachina carvers, or whatever you call them, are not traditionalists, because I looked at a book and talked with somebody that knows about it, and they said they weren't quite true, but you know that's something they got to answer the question.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like, what was it? The look, some kind of a dancer that don't want to be carved. And well, there's a certain symbol on their head they never use. I don't know what it is, but I think it's an arrow or something like that, right on top of the head, and most Kachina carvers never put it on, because, I don't know, maybe it's probably your religion, the same, that they can't reproduce it exactly.
Not for public display.
Yeah, not for public display, just like the Sunnis have their shalako the same way.
You know, it's just
but anyway, and I think you're right, you know, about the Indians changing their design and so forth.
Well, they're not all special. They're specific. Okay? Because you can find a lot of variations amongst the real. I mean,
just among the villages itself.
Also. Right. See, that's it. But then there are always certain specific things that always have to be on.
Basic.
Right. And without these, then it doesn't mean anything. Because I remember my uncle said once that he had carved a warrior Kachina. And the warrior, well, it's a warrior mother Kachina. They always have to have these little like crosses on it. Well, he didn't have the crosses on it. And this is always distinctive of it. And he lost down in Prescott because of that. Because of that. Now that, I guess it varies, but that always has to be on it. And they're all, I mean, they're not just one specific design from it.
Yeah.
So it varies. Because just this weekend, there were coin dancers. They were all the same kind, but they were different. So it's a, you know, it just depends. But they all have certain earmarks that have to be in. And then you can vary it. You know. But, I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, I know.
Your tape recorder is a plugged in.
Oh, wow. something that sort of jumped to my mind about something that was related to someone again.
Uh-huh.
Attacking all these people.
No.
Wow. Do you go to the ceremony all year?
Yeah.
What for?
Simo, my friend.
See what I can see. I mean, do you really, like, go to ceremony or do you go to dances? Or?
I go to dances.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's more of a social type of thing.
You mean the...
Because, you know, like, when I was younger, I saw the performances.
Yeah.
And the prices are really, really way out, like,
especially at night, man.
Just close your eyes and you can sneak it.
Just pretend you're right in the horse egg.
But, you know, we watch dances, but we'll stand way on the edges or something. We don't go in because it's too much, but we usually just, you know. I think that's the case for a lot of the people. You know,
yeah. How many Indians go to the ceremonies?
About 2 million.
No. I mean, to the dances themselves.
Oh, to the dances themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think that many.
I don't either.
Not that.
Yeah, I think the others are out
towards
drinking and having
well, the
time.
Other Indians are out. I don't know. They seem like a lot of them get together to see old friends and like I said, it was a socializing thing.
I think maybe the ones that usually go to the see the dances are probably the ones that never seen maybe other couples how they dance or other.
No, tourists. That's what it is. It's this whole thing about. Ceremonial is tourism.
But she was talking about other Indians that go watch the dances are because like you don't know about these other people's dances. That's why I watch a parade or go to a performance.
Yeah.
How do you think?
Oh.
Do you think that any of this thing that we're talking about has any relationships, say, to Alcatraz or Fort Lawton?
Mm-hmm.
you know, like they just some Indians just tried to take Fort Lawton on the same basis that Alcatraz is taken. Oh, excuse me. Some guy was telling me that there are some Indians, I guess it was early this morning, around New York that are trying to take an island.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
I don't know who it is.
Was in this morning's paper?
No, he heard, I don't know how he heard
Associated
it.
Press.
No, but he said some early this morning, these Indians were out there and they were trying to take this island around
Staten.
New York.
They would be living. Should take over Statue of Liberty.
It'll crumble. It's about to fall.
Yeah.
I don't know if it had to do with any of those, you know, guys that were here.
Aaron Cole, yeah.
Oh, Anna, have you heard of the Denver Conference yet? The Denver Conference, I don't know, about last September, October, they had a representative from every, well, minor and major, well, every Indian organization there, and they had one big conference, and that one big discussion and panel, and they wrote a discussion book, well, it's called this discussion, well, Handbook for Discussion, and it discusses everything. One thing to really bring out, you know, it says, you know, we never got the land, it says, you know, we never can get the land back, but just try to keep what we got, because the American Indians own 2% of the total American land mass, and we got to keep, and we're losing every year so many acres, you know, millions of acres, and we got to just hang on to what we got, because I know it's going to be practically impossible to take it back. It's just, you know, something logical that it would say it. We just got to hang on to it. That's what they really stress in that handbook. And I don't know if anybody has read the handbook. And that handbook really asks some good questions about, well, land, culture, education, housing, culture, like I said. And they go into detail about it. And, you know, questions they can ask yourself. And I think this handbook will actually be, well, it's what, who wrote that book, Brothers Keeper?
Mm-hmm.
The same press, NCP.
Oh, really?
Printed that, and I think most Indian organizations are taking this handbook and using it sort of like a basic manual or discussion manual for it. And
do we have one? I don't even know.
I don't think so. And
do you know where we can get a hold of
that? I don't know. I think I can get one from Pete Zahn, but SID, which I'm working with this summer, well, I believe will use that as a basic handbook for their action research that we'll be doing this summer.
I think that what you just said is probably more. I mean,
well, you know,
that's what really scares me about back there is that they're going to take it. You know.
Yeah. Well, in Alcatraz, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, they say they represent all the Indians,
mm-hmm.
and I would say about 80 to 90% of the Indians are in Alcatraz are born in the city.
Yeah,
they don't know. They don't know the reservation life.
Mm-hmm.
What it's like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just hear it from hearsay. That's all. And I would say probably the reservation Indians. Well, they outnumber. Well, I wouldn't say outnumber them now. Just the urban Indians are outnumbered.
I think this gets back to what we were discussing some time back about the Navajos and Pueblos in this area don't have to go to Alcatraz to prove something. I mean, we have to prove it here because this is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had a little discussion on this one time. This one girl brought up a good point. She says, like Alcatraz, I mean, like you can be very, how would you say, in sympathy or something with urban Indians. I mean, granted, it's hard for them to get medical facilities or living or work or anything. True, they got a problem. But the problem comes from the reservation, you know, really.
Yeah, it all stems from the roots. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's why people move to the cities.
Mm-hmm.
The problems on the reservation. They didn't move to the city. They find the problems there.
Problems.
Do you guys think that there's a real definite? I mean, maybe I shouldn't even say it this way, but like, is there that much of a conflict between urban Indians and rural Indians' interests? I mean, do you think that they're going to hit each other?
I think so-called rural Indians are the real, I think I consider them real traditional, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I associate with both of them, you know, in some way.